And welcome everyone to another
often imitated but never duplicated, and this week we are fully inflated edition of the Hour Bomb.
You know, I missed the first like three words you said.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
But this week we're fully inflated.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
Whatever.
Anyway, welcome to the properly inflated edition of the Hour Bomb, I guess.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. Where the balls here are perfect.
That's what it sounds like when I draw my pants.
I got nothing. I don't even know what to say right now.
Yeah.
Behold the side that is my balls.
Well, I think your balls would think of this.
Oh. No. It could be worse.
Okay, hold on.
Oh dear. Let me make it find worse.
We don't have much of a show, so. What the hell is it?
Oh dear. What's he finding?
Oh, I got it. I'm just trying to figure out how it's working in here.
Ah, hold gotcha. On.
Here we go. When I think of your balls, Adrian, I think of this. You look so
good to me. A lot of people think that, actually.
Wow.
And I'm okay with that. These balls are metrosexual.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anyway.
On that note.
I've had enough talk about Adrian's balls. I'm your host, the first ever graduating the Dave Meltzer School Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You may or may not have seen my balls.
You're right. I was actually going to go with, there may or may not have been a winner in tonight's Super Bowl.
No. The Super Bowl was either won by the New England Patriots or the Seattle Seahawks.
Guarantee you, one of them will win.
Yes. Wow, no adoring fans?
They're right there.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to hear the music a little bit more.
They're okay. On delay, apparently.
They are on delay. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here. Man, I don't care.
Okay.
You're just a bunch of Patriots fans, whatever.
They are. I'm sure they are. And the jizz bobber.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you. Except you. Your mom's ugly.
Wow.
We gotta talk about his mom like that.
I don't know. Anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Tired.
Aw. Poor baby.
Yeah, at least you can sit down at work again.
Ha ha ha.
I know. This is not gonna be fun. I'm gonna have to get myself definitely a brand new pair of shoes.
Heath got moved to a different store.
What store did he get moved to?
The furthest store that I've been to so far, Higher Edge.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. I don't like the commute.
And they don't have chairs. He has to stand all day.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should go back to Target.
I was standing there. But at least there I could actually walk around if I wanted to.
Hmm?
Yeah, well, I mean, at this store, because we're so busy, we're practically standing in one spot a lot of the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you can make money here.
That is true. As soon as I get the right customers.
What does that mean?
Instead of, like, the stupid customer service type customers.
Mm.
Yeah. That's all I really got today.
Kevin Curtin. The footballs were deflated. His ass was inflated.
Well, that's probably true as well.
You know what? Just for that, you're not getting a ball cup tonight, Kevin.
Anyway, how you been, Adrian?
You know, I've been good. I've been bad. Today's more bad than good, but I'm hanging in here. Just trying to find that smile.
I thought you had to go to your fiance's family, didn't you?
Yeah.
How fun was that?
It was okay.
Oh, yeah? Just okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting right there, isn't she?
Yep.
Are you in an abusive relationship?
I need to order a pepperoni pizza.
He saw the same commercial.
Dude, that hit the news not that long ago.
Yeah, I thought I remembered seeing something about that.
Brilliant cooking.
It is.
Before we get started, I actually want to say, what was your favorite commercial?
The Fiat commercial.
That was fun.
Not a lot of people saw my favorite commercial because it was like one of the very first commercials, but the sort of Lindsay Lohan commercial cracked me up.
Unfortunately, I missed that one.
Apparently. I missed that one.
Did you see the one with the guy from Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was like that, only like this kid's like walking out of school, like you see this like car pull up, it like runs over like a bunch of cones and stuff, and Lindsay Lohan's driving it.
Oh, wow.
And the kid's like, wow, your mom's a terrible driver. He's like, that's not my mom. And she's like, well, I'm sort of your mom. I'm the same age as your mom. And I'm just like,
yeah. Wow.
Heath, what was yours?
Definitely one of the daw type moments of a commercial. It was the Best Buds Budweiser commercial.
That was a good one. I like that one.
That was a very good one.
I actually like the Budweiser packing one, too. I thought that was kind of funny.
That was my second favorite. I can't believe they went where they went with the Fiat commercial. That was
I know.
That was pretty good. I like that.
I was like, did they oh, wow. And, of course, my 10-year-old sitting there, and he's trying to get the commercial. I'm just like, oh, God. Oh, God, don't ask questions. Don't ask questions.
I got to say, my favorite comment of the night, though, it does have to go to in the chat, Kevin Crittenden, when he said, and this is a quote, wow, I hope Katy Perry's harness is better than Owen Hart's.
Oh. You actually like that abomination of a halftime show?
I thought it was all right. It was pretty good.
It was terrible, man.
You just don't like Katy Perry.
No, the whole thing was terrible. The lip syncing was terrible. Missy Elliott hasn't been relevant for the last 15 years.
Which is probably why they try to bring her back.
Why the hell is she on there?
Because they usually have a throwback artist on there for no other reason than that.
That's terrible. What Lenny Kravitz was for.
Yeah.
And actually, he's still somewhat relevant these days.
Not as much, but...
No, not as much, but I mean, at least...
You know,
people will
recognize
him.
He was in the Hunger Games.
Exactly.
See, well, he's still somewhat relevant. Was that one of Katy Perry's wardrobes? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, so what was up with her ripping off Bam Bam Bigelow's look?
You know, there's been so many looks that she ripped off during that performance. When she rode in on the tiger, she was like the White Ranger.
She was?
Yep.
I hear Bam Bam Bigelow was actually trending during the halftime show.
He actually was. That's a true story.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, really? Wow.
a real true story, not one of our normal ones.
Yeah, that's not KFAB news. That's actually just what actually happened.
Exactly.
All right, well, we killed some time. Ain't much we got going on in the chat, but who's on the chat?
Let's see here. We have Kevin Curtin.
I'm still declining the ball cup to him.
And we have Big B-Megs.
Hey, ball cup B-Megs.
And we have me.
Ball cup to you.
Thank you. And we have the douchebag host, Jason Halbert.
And a ball cup to him.
And we have PW Pop, which is, I think, Paul Jordan.
Yes, ball cup to him. Hardest working man on the network.
All right.
I agree with Kevin. She should have ripped off her top and showed us her inflated super boobs.
Woo!
There was a picture I saw on Facebook that was going through. You know the scene in Talladega Nights where they're all sitting down praying?
Yeah.
It was, Dear Lord, Baby Jesus, Katy Perry's performing the Super Bowl halftime. Please, let's have a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Is it just me, though? The one thing about that halftime show that cracked me up is the one shark on the right, every time I looked at it, I kept thinking it's like had like a boner.
Oh, my God.
What?
It just the way that the suit on it was, it looked like it had like a boner.
I hadn't thought about it until now. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Oh, you're welcome. Hashtag shark boner.
Do it now. Start trending, man. Start trending.
Wow. And more important news, I watched the Puppy Bowl today. That was cute as hell. I mean, how can you not want to watch puppies for 2 hours run around a fake football field and play with toys? It's kind of cute.
Yep.
That and honestly, my boys loved it, and so did my wife. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'll get the TV for watch football like 4 hours and later tonight, so you can watch the puppy bowl.
Yes. There you go.
They were a little upset they missed the kitty halftime show, apparently.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a fucking cabinet fall off our wall tonight.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, in your kitchen area, you know where your fridge is?
I know where your fridge is, so okay. That's probably important.
Well, every house has a little spot for the refrigerator, and they got that little cabinet above the fridge.
Uh-huh.
Most do. I know what you're talking about.
Fell
yes.
The fuck off. The top screws out of the wall. The bottom screws or whatever's on the bottom one, still fucking on there. Couldn't rip it off. I was going to rip the whole fucking thing off. Couldn't rip it off. So now I got to wait for my drill to charge up so I can try to re-adhere this thing to the fucking wall.
Hmm.
Had the house all nice and clean. Had the tables cleaned off. We had getting ready to get set up for the food preparations. No, the food was prepared. We're going to start putting cooked food out. Fucking thing falls off the wall.
What did you prepare for the Super Bowl this year?
We had oven fried chicken.
Okay.
Hot wings.
Okay.
Hot wings I made. What did I do? I put seasoning salt, bunch of pepper on them, cooked them with butter, and then tossed them in the sauce. Delicious.
Nice.
Let's see, what else do we have? Soft pretzels, shrimp, cold shrimp.
Okay.
Pizza, homemade pizza.
Yep. French fries.
French fries. Apparently my wife made some vegetables. I don't know why she made vegetables, but she did.
You gotta have something healthy.
Well, yeah. For the boys. And then we had a shit ton of sweets, actually. So, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
What about you?
We had KFC.
KFC?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, it was quite tasty. I got 40 wings for $20.
Damn, that's not bad at all.
Nice. 50 cents a piece.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Cool.
All right. I guess I'll explain how the show works.
Yeah, right, we should do this. Getting into it.
Yeah. So, for those of you tuning in for the first time, here's how the show works. I've got a whole list that I've got to get through. These two assholes' issues, we're going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list, and they derail me and get me on my tangents. I've got a good feeling about this, because ain't shit happened this week.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Blizzard.
Yes. I got nothing else. Either got anything else?
I think I am good to go.
Adrian, you got anything else?
My balls are pristine.
What? What?
Yeah, they're in pristine condition, like, you know, better than awesome.
Whatever.
I mean, I can tell you about the growth that used to be there, but that's cleared up.
I heard you went to the doctor and they actually found your missing testicle. That was really what the growth was.
Well, I had three, so, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess let's jump right into it. Oh, wait, there was no Monday Night Raw because there was a fucking blizzard.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was no Raw.
So, Monday starts off with a question in the air. Are we going to have Raw tonight? Because of the big-ass blizzard that was hitting the East Coast. So, it was, I don't know, noon, 1 o'clock, something like that. Got a text message alert. No, I was starting to see it on Facebook. That's what it was, that Monday Night Raw has been canceled. I'm like, what? Huh? Sure enough, Travel Ban had to cancel Raw. Like, okay. The only other time they canceled Monday Night Raw was when Chris Benoit was found dead.
They didn't cancel that.
Huh?
That wasn't canceled. There was a Raw that night because they had
It was the same thing. Same scenario. They canceled Raw, but they still had 3 hours to book. Or 2 hours, so they still put on a show, but they canceled Raw.
They did an In Memory of Chris Benoit show with, like, his best matches.
Yeah. Same concept here.
Yeah, which was, and with all this horrible stuff, that was, well, they made a better call this time, going with the Royal Rumble.
Well, so, they cancel Raw, and I'm like, what the fuck, they got 3 hours to fill, what are they going to do, have Michael Cole sitting there with his thumb up his ass? So.
Kinda.
Yeah.
The East Coast got pounded harder than Bill Cosby accusers.
Oh
my God. Anyway,
the views of Curve and Critter Den do not match those of the Hour Bomb Network.
Anyway, wow. So, It comes out that they're going to show the entire Royal Rumble match and the entire Triple Threat match from the night before. So for people like us who paid $10 a month to watch these pay-per-views, the people that don't, the people that don't live stream, and the people that don't actually pay for the pay-per-views got it for free.
Yep.
Now, if I were one of the people that didn't pay $10 a month for the network and decided to pay $60 per pay-per-view, I'd be really fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it for any of the tag team matches?
Yeah, man, I really wanted that Outlaws Ascension match, and that was good. No, not really.
Everyone watched it for the Triple Threat match and for the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
And they got it for free. So last year when we bought Royal Rumble, I would have been pissed if the next night they would be like, oh, we're just going to show it out for free. I'd be like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I mean, I got to say that it was a pretty good idea on their part.
Well,
as far as how to fill the time.
Yeah, and then they had the interviews and stuff. I liked JBL's, he had a weather report. They had him upstairs on Titan Tower, and it was kind of funny. If you haven't seen it, you need to go back and watch that part.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was right off the bat. It was funny as hell. Other than that, I mean, that pretty much sums up Monday Night Raw. I don't think we've ever gone through Monday Night Raw in 3 minutes.
They had some interviews, you know.
Write it down. We're going to spend longer talking about SmackDown this week than Raw.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So, SmackDown, we can start off. We get the full announcement, finally, that Triple H announces that the WWE has reached over 1 million subscribers.
Yay!
Kind of ruining any of that whole hashtag cancel WWE stuff.
I'm thinking I got that text message Tuesday, because I had to leave work early because I had a sinus infection, and I was getting my medicine. So I think that actually came out Tuesday during the day.
But he made the official announcement on the show
night,
Thursday.
Right. Live SmackDown.
Right. And Triple H also says that there are never and never have been any problem with his balls.
Good to know. I, wasn't sure about Triple H's balls. I'm glad he cleared that up for us.
Yeah, that was a thank you, Triple H, for
what bullshit lies?
Say what?
Kevin credited and put bullshit lies. I don't. They're a publicly traded company. Why would they lie about something like that?
They're not lies. What it is, and if you want the honest truth, is it's the people in England that added the network. It's bumped them over a million. It's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah. Was exactly waiting on that one. Yeah, the whole network thing is kind of becoming dumb. The hell it is. Why would I want to pay $60 a month for a pay-per-view? Well, I can pay $10 a month and get a pay-per-view.
Exactly.
Definitely not dumb. It's cost-effective.
Let's see. $120 a year, I get all of the pay-per-views for free. Versus, okay, let's see. How much
you
is WrestleMania
to find
usually?
A live stream that's working right and the feed going out. And it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called saving over $500 a year.
Exactly.
$600 to be exact. So, yeah,
we'll
I'll take it. More than that, because WrestleMania is pushing fucking $80 or some shit like that nowadays.
Yeah. And guess what? We're only paying $10 for it.
Yep. Hashtag cancel NFL Network.
Yeah, I support that.
Yeah, I do too. Because we don't have football for 6 months, so why would I want to watch it?
Yeah.
Right. I hear Hulk Hogan was looking forward to the Silver Bowl tonight.
To the what?
The Silver Bowl.
The Silver... Oh, jeez.
He was hosting a Silver Bowl party at his home.
I see. Hey. Does that mean what I think it means?
It does. It is exactly what it means.
All right.
Chad has been joined by the one, the only, Tootsie Roll Jones.
Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones.
Hey, ball cop, Mr. Jones.
Which, I gotta hand out Mark Jones a little bit of a fail. He posted something about Chris Matthews scoring a touchdown, and then it had a picture of the dude from CNBC.
What?
So good job, Mark.
That's those Microsoft employees for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, NXT is worth $10 a month.
NXT is worth the $10 a month.
But that's not the only reason I do it. It's because I can, you know, pay-per-views for $10 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, back to the old SmackDown here. Quicker version here is Roman Reigns comes out and confronts Triple H because Triple H says he has an announcement about the conspiracy with the Royal Rumble.
There was a conspiracy?
Apparently. He's going to put the controversy to an end this Monday at Raw and make an announcement. Reigns come out and says there is no controversy. He won the Royal Rumble. That's all there is to it. And then DeRozio goes, well, let's see if you win your next match. And then Reigns fought the Big Show and beat him.
All right. There you go, Reigns.
Let's see here. We have a casket match that happens later in the night with Kane and Daniel Bryan. We get some okay promos from Kane about the casket match and all that. Tyson Kidd beats Jey Uso, which I'm sure is going to set up a tag team title match at Fastlane. Most likely. The Ascension beat the Dust Brothers.
So, in the last month, we've had an ambulance match and a casket match on TV.
Yes.
Do you think they're at that point where they're kind of desperate and they're like, oh shit, we need to pull out some stops here to get people watching our shows again?
It's a possibility. Because, I mean, usually matches like this, they're reserved for the pay-per-views. Usually.
B-Mix says that Bill Cosby is actually supposed to drug and rape JBL.
Nice. Adrian, what do you think?
About?
Desperation?
No, not really. I think they're just trying to get the attention of viewers and draw them in with specialty matches. I mean, it's kind of gimmicky, but A, both matches actually turned out to be decent, so there's that. The casket match went a good, like, 25, 30 minutes on SmackDown. It actually was a fairly decent match. There was a... of course, the false finishes and whatnot. I mean, I understand why people were a little upset about the Royal Rumble with the Kane and Big Show dominating everybody. Storyline-wise, it makes sense the way they did it, but, I mean, they aren't exactly your biggest and brightest upcoming stars. And so having them dominate everybody like that kind of made it feel... I think they were trying to make the Reigns eliminating both of them look more impressive, but I think it hurt the other guys more than it helped him.
I think you're right. Because now, what I think what that was supposed to build up was that Roman Reigns is a beast and can take out the Authority and blah, blah, blah. So they're trying to make him look good. Problem is, Vince needs to stay away from Roman Reigns.
Yeah, the interview he did on Raw was 100 times better, and it didn't feel as Vince written.
It may not have been. I don't know who wrote that one. I haven't seen anything. So, we'll see. Let's see. Kevin Crittenden wants a song. Hold on.
Really?
Oddly, this seems to fit Kevin.
I know.
Yep.
It just keeps going. It keeps going. Okay.
You know what, I will say this, they really like putting Daniel Bryan with Kane, but I think they have a pretty good chemistry together, so that's why they keep doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they were a tag team for a while.
And Mark Jones, no, it's not weird that you're embracing the song. Why would you deny embracing yourself? That's just, not embracing it would be weird.
This song, more relevant than Missy Elliott.
It is.
Wow.
Yes, I went there.
All right.
Mark Jones, was a halftime show good or bad? Your opinion. I need a brother's perspective here.
As we wait, because we got the time.
Well, it's fucking Katy Perry. He's gonna like it no matter what.
I mean, again, we're all hoping for a wardrobe malfunction.
All right. Well, long story short, it was a pretty good, solid match, back and forth action. But Daniel Bryan does beat Kane in the casket match.
Good, good, good. Wow. Okay. I guess we're done talking about the week in wrestling, really.
Oh, and of course, we find out the celebrity for...
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But...
She did steal the More You Know star from NBC.
Oh, God. I just now realized that. You're right.
Yeah, I'm with Mark. It was okay. I thought it was better than the halftime show last year. That's just my opinion.
See, I thought Bruno Mars did a better job, and I don't like Bruno Mars or Katy Perry.
I'm kind of wondering who the fuck is going to be the halftime show for the 50th Super Bowl.
All I can say is they really better put out all the stops for that.
The Beatles.
You're
What's
an
left
idiot.
Of them.
I'm not an idiot.
You're an idiot.
All right, Adrian, there you go. Fuck, marry, kill. The tree, the and the shark, and Katy Perry.
All right, I guess I will kill the shark, fuck Katy Perry, and marry the tree.
All right.
Wait, B-Megs? Really?
Because, hang on.
He says Kenny Rogers.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
You got to know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
All right.
All right, I stopped already. I guess we'll move on.
All right.
I mean, here's my logic on this. So, the tree, you're married to the tree, so it won't mind that you fuck Katy Perry. And then the shark will be dead, so you don't got to worry about eating you. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. All
right, so my question here is, what I never understood about the fuck, marry, kill game. Are you just fucking the person once? Or over and over and over again?
You know, I don't know, but I think the once would still be worth it.
I don't know, man. Because if you're married to Katy Perry, then you can fuck her all the time because you're married to her.
Well, right, but she doesn't have to, you know, and she might not.
Yeah. But then you go fuck the tree.
I mean, you really want to do
can
that?
You imagine the splinters.
Why not take the guaranteed? I mean,
because if I'm married to her, at some point in time, she'll want to have sex with me.
Can we just move on to what stinks?
Why can't I put my logic out there?
Because it's dumb.
It is not dumb. Listen.
It is the dumbest thing since dumb came to Dumbtown.
Listen. If I'm married to Katy Perry.
It's like he's selling poop to people that don't eat poop.
Speaking of that, can you sell poop to people that eat poop now at the store? I mean, do you think you'll be able to do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Good, I hope. But no, listen, if Katy Perry's married to me, at some point in time she's going to have sex with me, and she would apparently, I would hope she'd at least like put my dick in her mouth, or her vagina, or her ass. So, I know that that'll happen hopefully twice, so when she doesn't want to give up, then I'll go fuck the tree once, because then I'll have sex twice as much with Katy Perry. See what I mean?
You lost me.
Okay, good. I'm going to go ahead and take the reins on this one.
All right.
Not only do we get a blast about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Not only do we get a blast that the WWE Network has hit 1 million subscribers.
Uh-huh.
We also get a blast that the month of February will be free on the WWE Network for new subscribers.
What, no love for the existing ones?
No, no love for the people that sat there for 4 fucking hours trying to sign up on day fucking one. No, I don't get shit. That's 2 months they've given away for free. I want my $20.
I don't blame you. It's like, okay, what love are they going to give to existing subscribers?
They give it
when?
A rate of $10 a month. It's not a bad deal.
Would it fucking kill them to give me like 1 month free?
Well, if you really want to be bad, cancel and set up a new email account and set it up that way.
I ain't gonna do that shit.
Well, then that's just you being lazy.
Nah, whatever. You got one, Adrian?
I do have one, however, it is not wrestling related.
Okay.
You can probably guess what it is.
Tom Brady.
No. Well, yes, but no.
What?
The fucking Nationwide ad. What the fuck were they thinking? Hey, Hey, you know what? I have a great idea for a Super Bowl ad. Let's kill a kid.
Oh, God.
Wait, what? I must have missed this one.
Oh, my God. This is before you got it. You got there. So it's a commercial. It has this little boy going, I'll never get cooties. I'll never get married. I'll never whatever. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. And it's like, and that's because I'm dead. And I'm like, what? It was nationwide. It was like, most children's deaths are caused by preventable accidents or something like that. It was like, you killed a fucking kid in a Super Bowl commercial? Are you fucking serious?
Like, I want to figure out, like, how they sat in that ad room. And there was like, you know, do we have an ad that we can run where we kill a kid?
It's wrong of us to laugh at that, but God.
You know, back to the ones I like. I really like the Loctite commercial at the end. Loctite saved our marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not forget the commercial. Let's see. They go from the halftime show ending with, you know, of course, Katy Perry singing Firework. And then we have a commercial about a kid that overdoses on heroin.
When I watched that into that, I kept thinking of fucking Kim Jong Un in The Interview.
Yes, I know. As soon as she started singing, I looked over at Esther and she was sitting there starting to laugh. And I'm like, "And Kimmy, you're fine." And she's like, "Stop it."
Kevin Curran, Nationwide is by your grave.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Mark Jones, what sings? The fact that I can't find Destination America on my cable network, and Pete Carroll or the offensive coordinator's play calling. I agree.
You can't find Destination America or your cable provider doesn't carry it. Who's your cable provider?
Yeah, that'd be a very good question. Because maybe not all cable providers actually carry it.
B-Megs, heaps of snow. B-Megs, where do you live?
I assume somewhere north of here. Do you know they got fucking 18 inches in Chicago today?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My wife gets like 9 inches nightly.
Oh, okay.
Hey-o!
Anyway.
Unfortunately, that's not length. That's just diameter.
Yeah, it is. let's see. Cablevision of New York.
Might have to look that up then.
B-Meg lives in Iowa.
Channel listing.
Okay, let's see here.
Oh, we got a link to YouTube. Let's see it. It is Make Safe Happen.
All right, hold on. All right, we can hear it in our headphones, but you guys can't hear it on the show.
I can hear it either, so.
You can or you cannot?
I cannot.
Okay.
Okay. So it's only on to this end that we can.
Yeah, I won't. We'll watch it later.
But, yeah, I can start to get the idea of it. Wow.
Also, and I realized, actually, I didn't realize this wasn't a national ad, but the fucking heroin commercial we got locally, what the fuck?
I didn't watch it. As soon as the halftime show was over, I went outside and smoked.
Yeah, because that's what I touched on.
That was actually
before the halftime show, I thought. No, it was after the halftime show. Because I was just mentioning, you know, because that's kind of like my what stinks. It's like, why would you even do that? It's like, here you have, you know, this really uplifting song from Katy Perry, you know, Baby, You're a Firework. And then they have, you know, this person singing with a guitar that they're playing about, you know, a high schooler ODing on heroin. It's like, really?
Good job. You think that's where, on the West Coast, they played the Hardee's commercial that was banned?
Wait, what?
Hardee's put out a commercial that was only playing on the West Coast.
Why?
Because it was hot? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It had the chick in it that looks like everyone's saying is the next Kate Upton.
Okay.
She's got big old titties. Mark Jones put a picture of her up there. And
yes, please.
Bigger titties than Kate Upton. And, yeah.
Yeah, Mark wow. is shit out of luck. There is no Cablevision for Destination America.
Oh, good job.
That'd be why you can't find it, sir.
Stupid Microsoft employees getting their discounts. I have no clue that has anything to do with it, but
The Microsoft commercials I thought were kind of weird this year, but...
Yeah. I tell you what, there were a lot of commercials about dads.
There really was.
I'm not sure what was up with that. There was a lot of commercials about, you know, spend time with your dad.
There was, it was the Dove one. We were sitting there watching it. And I guess it was that the one where the girl was going into the army or whatnot?
Yeah.
And, like, partway through, Esther's like, this better not be a deodorant commercial. And then, boop, from Dove.
Close.
Yeah.
And big old titties, proud sponsors of the hour. I'm goddamn right.
Huh.
So, hey, do you want to know what TNA's viewership is on their new network so far?
That, like, only half the people on the network have access to? Sure.
Okay. So, to answer your question, so far, TNA has amassed a total of 600,000 viewers. That's all their shows on the new network combined.
Oh, my God. They've been on there for, like, a month, haven't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they're going to be sinking here pretty soon, I think. I'm surprised they just kind of didn't let it go to begin with.
Mm. Hold on here. They might as well go ahead and do this. Nothing? I got nothing for that?
No, I'm not gonna get doing that.
Whatever.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Who wants to go first?
God, I'm trying to even formulate something from this past week.
Can you dig it? Cesaro and Tyson keep your next tag team champion.
Dig it.
That I could dig. They really have been pushing these guys.
With
so,
Adam Rose.
I kind of would love to see it, but I don't know if it's going to, but I'll dig it. Sure, why not?
B-Mex, I've heard TNA was going out of business since 05. I believe you're right.
Yeah.
TNA has been going out of business since probably 2006, at least.
Speaking of that, can you dig it? If things stay the way they are, TNA, done by the end of summer.
I'm going to say no.
Really?
They're doing better internationally than they are in America, so I think they'll stay afloat.
All right.
All I can say is they really have got to get some better viewership. Otherwise, I think they're going to be just an
international. They're on a network that, like, Spike was a network that was on pretty much every cable provider, and the new one, this new network, is on about 50% of cable providers. So, yeah, it's just not there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how was this the only deal that they got? Was it to go to Destination America?
It was the best deal they got.
I mean, did we get a TV deal? I mean, what could have been worse? I mean, did Dan shoot him an offer? I mean, that could be the only other deal I think would be worse.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No, I gotta say, if you like crappy reality TV shows, Jason, and I know you do, you should probably check out Wrestling with Death.
What is this?
That is the show that's on WGN that's about the family of Undertakers that's also wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that commercial.
I do need to watch that. It's a crappy reality show. Mark Jones, Triple H's big announcement. He had two more people in the main event at Mania, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, literally Brock Lesnar versus The Shield. I don't think so.
I would love to see it, but no, I don't think it's going to happen. I can see it maybe where it does add, like, where we end up with a fatal four-way situation or something.
I
could see that possibly happening.
You really think so?
Possibly.
I don't know if they can do a triple threat than a fatal four-way.
I don't know what the announcement could even be, so... I mean, I honestly don't know.
No, Kevin, it's not about the Undertaker's family. It's about Undertakers, like,
actual undertakers, like people that are pallbearers and like stuff at funerals, like those, the people that actually work on dead bodies.
Yes. There you go. Can you dig it? Cena will win the U.S. title at Mania. All right, why not?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, sure.
I mean, we know he's going to eventually beat Rusev. It's just a matter of time.
God, he doesn't bring back a spinner belt, does he?
Oh, I hope not.
God, that would suck if it did. But I doubt they would change the U.S. belt.
It could happen. Why not?
I don't think they're going to bring back a spinner belt. They were cool when they first came out, but I mean, that seriously wore out its welcome.
A long
like
time
8
ago.
Years ago?
Yeah.
Pretty well much.
So, yeah, I think that wraps up King Diggit.
All right. Oh, spinner flag. There you go.
Hey, it sounds like it's time for a bet update.
It is. Kevin Curtin, can you dig it? I will jump out of my window when Mania tanks. Mania's not going to be that bad. Get over it.
I can predict that you'll jump out your window, though, because you're dumb.
There you go. B-Max, those trapped in the early 2000s. Spinner hubcaps are pretty neat. All right. So at the end of this week, when we had a very short abbreviated week of wrestling, both of you guys each gained 5 points. I had no one compete. I had no one lose. You guys didn't have anyone lose. So you guys gained 5 points on me each. So with that being said, it's Team Awesome 29 points, Jizz Mopper 27, and Team Adrian 23.
Close game so far.
Yep. Anyone making any changes?
Who's on my team?
You have Reigns, Rollins, Barrett, Nikki Bella, and Ryback.
I think I'm good still.
And who do I have again? I got time.
Half of my fucking team from last time. Daniel Bryan, Ambrose, Wyatt, Sandow, Jimmy Uso.
Staying with it.
All right. I'm not making any changes either.
Yeah.
All right, then.
I guess we're going to move on.
All right, then.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams! He's got Tom Brady's balls in his mouth.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs that he can successfully guess. 2 out of 3, he will win himself a Jeopardy show.
How I love this.
That's not so much a can you dig it, but just a good question. What the hell happened to the Rusev Ryback feud?
I think that went away whenever they fired Ryback.
All right, just checking. There's one you should get.
Okay.
The other one's good luck. Feel free to play along in the chat. He cannot see it. Here comes theme number one.
All right.
He's dancing, and it's kind of scary.
Where's my tie-dye t-shirt?
He better have it, or else we got some major issues.
Yeah.
The chat has it.
And time starts now.
I believe, sir, that is Dude Love.
Are we hearing that again this week?
You're fucked, these other two.
Apparently.
It was the Heath Roulette, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Here comes theme number two.
Not they move but the money, yeah. I do what I want
and
to.
And from Miami, Florida, weighing at 257 pounds.
Do it big when it comes to money. Do it big when it comes to making moves. Do it big whenever I do
the chat has it.
God damn it, I should have had that earlier. Because I'm feeling my best. I realize what you were saying now. Simply
me. Yeah, you fully get it now.
Yeah. I'm feeling it first. Don't play with me. I mean,
you should know I'm getting dressed. Yeah, and your time starts now. can't. He got said no, he can't. Can he guess it? No, he can't. We need an answer.
This Mark probably ain't gonna be right. It, but yep. I'm gonna say Shelton Benjamin.
I don't know. However, I will give it to you that he was at least black.
Okay.
The correct answer we're looking for is Orlando Jordan.
Okay.
Or Buckwheat.
Or Buckwheat. He's black. He's gay. He has a rap theme. I guess I kind of understand how you thought it was Darren Young.
He was from Miami. Darren Young's probably about 257 pounds, so I assume Darren Young.
You know, I love how Tony Schimmel's doing the intro, but never actually says the name.
I think they cut it out.
I don't know.
All right.
All right.
Moving on.
Here comes theme number three.
I want to see if the chat gets this one.
You know what this reminds me of? The Blades of Steel music.
Kinda.
From the old Nintendo.
The chat is Kevin Curry got it right.
There you go. And your time starts now.
Kind of sounds like somebody from the 80s.
Yes, Mark. We're Kevin got it right.
He can't suck Brady's balls.
I'd rather not, thank you.
We need an answer.
I Lex Luger. I don't know. He could have had a thing like that. I don't know.
The correct answer we're looking for, Adrian?
Simon Dean.
Never would have guessed
in a million years. The personal instructor that turned wrestler.
He sold his, or he was trying to, he hocked his weight loss shakes from the ring.
I know, so. I remember.
He also formerly known as Hollywood Nova. Black and white, clear as crystal. You get
nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. Thank you, Gene Wilder.
He's been pretty pissed. He's been sitting down here 2 weeks waiting to say that.
I know.
Jeff got to say it last time.
Yes, that is true.
I was wondering why I kept hearing weird noises down here.
So
I forgot to beat him.
We got one more thing to do.
No, we got two more things.
Okay, yeah, I can see it. For those that don't know, this is the Blades of Steel music.
Alright, yeah, kinda, I can kinda hear it.
I love the old themes like this.
Mark's like, Blaze of Steel, that was when the Rangers were good.
That is true. And it's still going.
You know, they got a whole playlist of like 50 different themes. You know what?
Oh, I know what you're thinking already.
We got time, right? Adrian, you say we got a few extra minutes to play here?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's give Heath another shot, shall we?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Are we giving him 8-bit themes?
We are giving him 8-bit. Oh! Oh, I got an idea for next week.
Okay.
This is going to be 8-bit Nintendo themes.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You okay with that, Adrian?
Sure.
Whether I would get them or not, that's
you know what?
Totally up in the air because
you know what?
I did play a lot of Nintendo. Don't get me wrong. But would I remember those themes? That's a different story.
Adrian, you feeling lucky?
Sure.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you against Heath.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Now.
I'll play in the chat and put my answer in the chat.
Okay, now how are we doing this? You're going to put your answers in the chat. Are you guys just going to blur them out at the same time? Or, you know, or how are we going to do this? Because I was thinking I was going to play one for Heath, one for you.
All right, we can do it that way. That's fine.
Okay, we'll do it that way. Feel free to play along in the chat, kids.
Do I get an option to steal for extra points if Heath gets it wrong?
Sure, why not? We'll do...
Okay.
How many guys you want? How many you guys want to do?
Five.
Each?
No, just first person to 5 points.
We have 22 minutes left on my timer, so...
Yeah.
First person to 5 points. Okay. Give me a second here to go through this.
Yeah, this is why I'm sitting a little bit more sideways here.
Okay, so who's going first?
Ladies first. Heath can go.
All right. Heath, you ready for your number one?
Let's go for it.
Are we going the same 30 seconds?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
I think I know this.
Oh, God. I know I played this game before.
Mark just said what I was going to guess.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not going to tell people who... I'm not going to tell you if the chat's right, wrong, nothing.
That's fine.
Okay. Now... Your time starts now.
Oh, shoot.
Answer, sir.
Was it Burger Time?
It was not Burger Time.
Was it Bubble Bobble?
Damn it. Our first point goes to Kevin Credinen.
Damn it.
With Dr. Mario.
Oh. Okay. I didn't play that one very much.
All right, Adrian. Are you ready for your first one?
Yep.
We got Microsoft Dad here.
The real question that needs to be asked,
stupid
as well
ads.
As answered.
Oh, I got this shit. I have it, Jason. Is it Contra?
That's not how the game works, Adrian. We gotta let our chat people play along too. And your guess?
Contra.
All right.
What was that cheat code again?
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, B, A, select, start.
There you go.
Well, it was just start if you're only one player, but if you had two players, it was select, start, but.
All right, Irvin, number your next one, Heath. And your time starts now. Fuck, you're not cheating, are you, Adrian?
No.
Okay.
Is it Road Blasters?
Damn. Adrian, for the steal.
Battletoads.
Oh, wow. That was a huge thing whenever it came out, but I never played it.
2 points for Adrian.
Yeah, and now it's my turn.
Hold on, he's eating a sunflower
seed. I am eating a sunflower seed, hold on. Okay.
Okay,
I'm trying to find number. Your next one. I'm trying to find ones that aren't too obscure, but aren't like dead giveaways. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure.
Let's see that one. Okay, we'll go with this one. Starts now.
Oh, fuck. How dead on do I have to be?
Because
I know it's a Mega Man game. I just don't remember which one.
Number doesn't matter.
Then I'll go Mega Man.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah. Damn it.
Heath for the steal.
Faxanadu?
Can I take my secondary guess on that?
It doesn't count, but go for it.
Rygar? No. Okay, that was it.
Godzilla.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know that was an NES game.
Yes, it was. I actually remember that. It was kind of actually... it was actually a hexagonal type game.
Okay.
Very similar to... what's the one game that we played down here?
Heroescape.
Heroescape, yeah. It's actually kind of similar to Heroescape if you think about it.
All right. Okay. Next theme.
Kevin Gooden wins for tonight just by that one answer.
I'm pretty sure that was a real game. Jason Heath and the Club. That's for the Buck Club.
Hey, and your time starts now.
Spirit.
Wrong one. Adrian for the steal.
I'm pretty sure that's Metroid.
All right, Adrian. 3-0. Here we go.
All right.
Time starts now.
Double Dragon.
4-0. There's still time to come back, Heath.
Yeah, right. You're giving me this one, huh?
I couldn't let him get shut out. I feel bad.
One of the best classic games ever. Dude, I'll let it play all the way out. Ching.
Just say it.
Legend of Zelda.
4-1. All right, Adrian, here you go.
I had the gold cartridge.
Okay.
Oh, God, I got three good ones here I want to play. Go for it.
Blaster Master.
Damn it.
Thought that was Blaster Master, man.
Heath, do you have a guess?
I actually don't have a guess on this one.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Adrian got it right. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I could have swore that was right.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Making up for the week that that wasn't played.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, we're going to move on. That was fun.
Yes.
Next week, I think I know what I'm going to do, Adrian. I'm going to see if I can find it. 8-bit okay. Wrestling themes.
Oh, okay. God.
Tell me that's not going to be fun next week.
Oh.
It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with the host of Wrestler Adrian Master.
All right, guys. Well, we got some wrestling history news here. So simmer down, class, and prepare to be wowed with my knowledge of all things historic. Birthday-wise, we have Gordon Solie, born January 26, 1929. We have the birth of Woodware Animal, January 26, 1960. We have the birth of Sheamus, January 28, 1978. Bob Hardcore Holly was born on January 29, 1963. And unfortunately, we have a couple deaths here. Japanese wrestling legend The Giant Baba passed away at 61 after a battle with cancer January 31, 1999. And one of the all-time greats passed away on January 27th, 1993. Jason, who was it?
Andre.
You are correct.
Eighth wonder of the world.
In classic event news, we saw in January 30th, 2005, Triple H defended the title successfully against Randy Orton at the Royal Rumble. And the Royal Rumble match was won by Batista in the double quad tear Royal Rumble.
Ah, that one.
Also, the first ever WCW event of Clash of Champions was held on January 30th, 1991. The main event, Champion Ric Flair fought Scott Steiner to a time limit draw.
What year is this?
January 30th, 1991. It was the first WCW Clash of the Champions.
Wow.
It was called Clash of Champions 14, Dixie Dynamite.
All right.
You can watch it on the WWE Network.
For a little price of $9.99.
And in the chat, don't have a heart attack, it's Richard Bird Dog.
What a douche.
I like that Balka guy. Don't douche him.
Not as big of a douche as...
He made me a pizza.
Not as big of a douche as other people on this network.
Which ones?
Oh, Michael Pfeiffer.
Oh, okay.
Just jokes because I'm smarter, better looking, and all around a better human being than he is. But that's okay.
Wow. Don't pull any punches.
I'm not. I mean, he's been ripping on me for months on shooting the hip, so I'm like, you know, I'm going to be nice and just overlook it. And I'm just like, you know, I don't think I can do it anymore. So I mean, if he's feeling froggy, he can jump. He knows where I'm at.
Are you calling him out?
I don't know if I'm calling him out, per se. Calling him out for what?
Are we going to have the a rumble? Are you going to throw down Michael Classic?
I don't want to hurt him.
Classic
versus
Halbert. 2015.
I don't want to hurt the poor bastard. I mean, he's never on Dan's show anyway, but I mean, I still don't want to hurt another network personality, if that's what you want to call him. I mean, Heath has more personality than Classic does, so.
Wow, that's pretty harsh, man.
Yeah, I know. My list of douchebag level on the network was Michael Classic, Richard Bird Dog, and then you, Adrian.
Thanks. I guess I'll take a solid third.
Do we have any more?
That was all wrestling history this week.
That was your This Week in Wrestling History with your host, Professor Adrian Masters. We had a request for this.
Showtime. After the ad, of course.
Remember you can watch stuff on YouTube without ads?
He was looking more so for the moon theme.
What?
The weather sucks as much as Jizz Boy. I'm assuming that's Heath.
Wow.
Good grief.
No, he's not wrong.
So there you go. It's the moon theme
for Kevin Critter
from DuckTales. I know, man. I got the HD remaster for that.
I did too, thanks to PlayStation Plus.
Uh huh.
All right, so I guess let's look at our
WrestleMania card.
Let me get that pulled up here.
Do you have the original one still?
I do have the original one still.
All
right. How much did we get right on that original one, Jason?
Well, here's what we're looking at. The original one that we did.
This is something we just said last year at WrestleMania. This is what we said was going to happen this year.
Rock versus Brock.
Okay. Probably not going to happen.
Daniel Bryan against Cesaro for the title.
All right, that's definitely not going to happen.
Cena against Roman Reigns.
Also not going to happen.
Nope.
Paige versus Emma versus AJ for the title.
Definitely not going to happen.
Orton versus Rollins. Could really fucking happen.
That actually could happen.
We'll wait and see on that one.
The Andre Battle Royal. Dean Ambrose wins.
That could still happen.
Bray Wyatt against Sting.
Probably not going to happen, but...
Nope.
That's going to be turned to Triple H and Sting.
Yes.
Adam Rose and Dolph Ziggler versus the Usos versus the Ascension for the tag titles.
Also probably not going to happen.
Nope.
Harper and Rowan against Sami Zayn and Cesaro with Paul Heyman.
How did we double book Cesaro?
I don't know. We just did.
Okay.
Because we like them both.
But again, not going to happen because, well.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Just on the first part alone, Harper and Rowan.
Yeah, hey, they can get back together. And then Batista versus Sheamus.
Not going to happen either.
No. So we revised it. Beginning of November. Here's what we're up to. This one's a possibility. The Dust Brothers against the Usos against the Ascension for the tag titles.
Now that could be a possibility.
Could happen.
Bray versus Sting. We're still high on that one. Not going to happen.
No.
Now we did call this one. Brock Lesnar against Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan for the title.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
Okay. Cena versus Rusev. We fucking called that one in November.
Yep.
Yeah, I still think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen for sure.
Paige versus AJ versus Charlotte for the Divas title.
Probably not going to happen.
The Battle Royal, we called Rollins was going to win it.
Okay.
Ambrose against Triple H.
Not going to happen.
Nope.
Dolph Ziggler against Wade Barrett for the Intercontinental title. We booked an Intercontinental title match at WrestleMania.
We did. You know, that match could possibly happen.
Kane versus Undertaker.
Probably not going to happen.
And Randy Orton versus The Rock.
Not going to happen either.
So we're definitely a lot closer as far as a lot of possibilities being correct. Some is practically solid.
Yeah. Can't believe we actually called two of these fucking matches.
This is back in November.
Well, we called one a year ago. A year.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go back to the...
I got to say, I love the the Iron Sheet tweets. Those are great.
Oh, boy. What is he saying now?
This is tweets from the Super Bowl. Katy Perry, you try to be Rob Thomas. Class tonight, I'd be happy. Idina Menzel, go let it go. Fuck yourself. Fuck the coin toss. Somebody get me my fucking cold beer already.
Wow.
The Seattle Seahawks. I wish the Bill Belichick do acid before the game.
Wait, fuck. How the hell went down to 2 minutes left? God damn it. The hour got away from me.
I know.
That stupid 8-bit game.
Yes.
Excellent game so far, and fuck the Mel Gibson. Lenny Kravitz is an intelligent Jew.
Wow.
Fuck the Sharks. I break their fucking backs. I don't think the Tom Brady going to have the sex with Giselle tonight.
Wow.
Those are all that I have up there. Those are pretty good, though. All
right. So I think we're going to go back to the Rollins against Orton.
Yeah, I think we can stay with that. I think that's a good choice.
And I think it's going to be... It might just be Brock Lesnar against Roman Reigns.
I think it might be.
Yep.
So that's two matches booked.
That we called. All right, what else are you guys thinking?
All right, I'm thinking we can book Bray Wyatt... Oh, I'm sorry. I think we can book Triple H versus Sting.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree.
So that gives us three matches. You know what? I'm going to throw one we didn't throw out here yet.
Okay.
If you guys didn't watch SmackDown, Bray Wyatt had an interesting promo.
Okay.
And in it said he is scarier than anything, alive or dead.
So it looks like we're going to book Undertaker versus Wyatt.
I think we should at this point, because, you know, why not?
Is Undertaker actually going to be physically ready?
We'll see. But Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt, I guess we can book it.
Cena versus Rusev.
I can't wait for those promos.
Cena versus Rusev, we can book that.
Yeah.
So it gives us, what, five matches?
Yes.
Let's see. We don't have Ambrose in there anywhere.
Well, I know, but we're going to get to that here in a second. So I'm going to give you a six match here, because it's been heavily rumored with the Twitter war between the two. Dolph Ziggler versus Daniel Bryan.
I'll book that. God damn it, my heart got away from me. Because we played the other game.
Yeah, that really anyway. Screwed you.
I had filler. What were we going to do, stop 20 minutes early?
Yeah, no. We're not going to do that.
All right, so what are we up to? Six matches?
Yep.
All right. I will go ahead and book the Usos versus the Ascension versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
I think that's a good one.
You know what? We'll go with that as a... Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Triple threat match.
I think we should go ahead...
Book the Battle Royal to happen again?
I don't know. Why not?
All right, then I'm booking Dean Ambrose to win.
All right.
So that gives us eight matches so far?
Uh-huh.
And...
We don't have a Divas match.
All right, I think we should book...
Paige versus Brie?
I think they're going to get as many Divas into this whole thing as possible. So... They'll probably do something like a 4-on-4 diva match or some shit where it's Paige, Natalya, two other random skanks versus the Bella Twins and two other random skanks.
Oh, snap.
Okay. So.
We'll go Team Paige versus Team Nikki.
I can do that.
I don't want to throw actual people in there. I could also say
what?
Let's say it because Do you think AJ Lee's actually done this time, or is she coming back?
I hear she's coming back.
Do you think they do AJ versus Stephanie?
They'd almost have to.
Then let's book it.
Done.
So that gives us, what, 9?
Yep.
I want to book... I think actually we'll be good with 9.
All right.
Because I think we'll get... The Battle Royal will be Dean Ambrose, and that's what's going to be, where you're going to see Sheamus and Air Rowan, Harper, Wade Barrett. I think you get all those guys in that Battle Royal.
Okay.
And there's a couple on that list that could easily be like a pre-show type match.
Yeah. And saved. Done.
All right, then.
All right, so...
Our WrestleMania card's looking like Rollins against Orton, Brock versus Roman Reigns, Triple H against Sting, Wyatt versus Taker, Cena against Rusev, Bryan versus Ziggler, Usos, Ascension, and Cesaro and Kidd, Ambrose is winning the Battle Royal, Team Paige against Team Nikki, and AJ versus Steph.
And, you know, let's hold on there. Are we going to predict a WrestleMania cash-in?
Oh, yeah, that's got to happen.
All right, we're predicting the WrestleMania cash-in.
Rollins cashes in.
Done. And saved. All right.
Okay, then.
Real quick, real news. Rey Mysterio close to having his release in hand, from what I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't realize he was still under contract.
Yeah, he is.
A little loud on the music there.
Yeah, I thought I'd definitely make sure everyone's still awake.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be awake.
Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
Oh, you know, there's shows.
There's shows?
Yeah.
Yay for shows.
Okay.
Check out on Wednesday. Get Shooting from the Hip, probably, at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, with Dan Phillips, Michael Classic, and Sean Brown. Thursday, you can get The Wrestling Niche with Jake Mullen, Kyle Robinson, and Scott McAvoy. And then on Saturday night, you can probably get Greg Papalopoulos and El Duque as they do Respect the Mat. And check out the number of sponsored podcasts on our website at pwpop.com by going to the link for shows.
There you go.
And, of course, also check out the many articles that we have on the network.
We actually had Kyle Robinson write an article for the first time since I remember.
You're on notice, Bird Dog.
If Kyle can do it, you can do it.
Yes.
Kyle, put an article out there. You need to get one out there.
And, of course, many of our articles put out by...
Don't let the clan show you up, Bird Dog. I got your back.
Many of our articles put out there news by Paul Jordan. And I guess I'll throw it out there once I figure out how to do it. I'll be helping out with the news as well from time to time.
Ah, cool.
How are you now?
I am. So, just throwing out there as a forewarning, my stuff may not be 100% legit. I don't have connections like Paul does. I'll be starting to do that, I'll say this week. So,
okay then.
Just,
I look forward to reading those debaucheries.
Oh, they're not going to be great. I know that. But all I know is that if it comes from WrestleZone or Kayfabe News, it's got to be right.
Excellent.
Also, we have a little bit of an update to Hourbomb 100.
All right.
So, somehow, I haven't figured this one out. I did the math. Hourbomb 100 and Shooting from the Hip number 200 are going to happen in the same week.
That's crazy.
So,
that's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous. With that being said, we've decided, and by we, I mean me and Dan, and some of the other guys on the network, have decided that we are not going to do Hourbomb 100 immediately following WrestleMania. Because who wants to do a four-hour Hourbomb? I don't. So,
well, who wants to start a four-hour Hourbomb at 10 p.m.?
I, you're right. So, we're going to...
I can do a four-hour Hourbomb. I just can't do it until
at
2 in the morning.
5, yeah. Well, if we're off the next day, why not? Anyway,
I can't get off, but yeah.
Anyway, so what we're thinking about doing, Dan is not going to have a show at his normal time on Wednesday. We're talking about that Saturday being our big shows. Shooting from the Hip number 200, Hour Bomb number 100. And then following the post show on WrestleMania night, we may have some surprises lined up. I don't know what's going to happen with that yet.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll get you more info. But as of right now, our Hour Bomb 100, Shooting from the Hip number 200, March 28th. Check your local listings.
Okay.
So anyway, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, review the show, send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. Enjoy downloading the show. Don't jerk off and drive at the same time. I got nothing else.
Okay.
And I have nothing else either.
Okay, so once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Humber, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go. Don't give me that look. It's time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies, bitch.
Do it in style. That's what I say.
I'll never get it right.
The big bad booty daddy! I've got to go try to find my smile after that fucking Super Bowl.
Ain't that the damn truth?
Yep.
And the jizz bopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
We, first off, thanks for showing up, everyone. Except for you, Richard. About time you fucking do something around here. We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Fuck the Song.
wow.
As the, I'm not really a loser this week. I just didn't score any points. It's like a walk in baseball. It doesn't hurt your batting average. Doesn't help your batting average. It's like it never happened.
Yeah.
So this week for me, just kind of never happened.
Okay.
But I guess we decided that since I got no points, I'm the loser. Since no one competes, I don't know. So, since it's WrestleMania season, all I can think of, even though this didn't happen, well, this is actually Adrian's idea, didn't happen during WrestleMania season.
Hey, if we got to take something to get to WrestleMania, I say we hop aboard the Lex Express.
So, now with that being said, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bombed.
Bitches.
You always were there, always beside me. Holding my hand every step of the way. Through these eyes you could do no wrong. In these eyes you were brave and strong. My heart, those days live on. You were my hero. Hero. You were my hero. Whoa. See that no man saw.